This is Michael Edward Miller for WUTC. It was one of the most prominent political events in Lee University history.
It is great to be back in the Volunteer State.
Vice President Mike Pence giving a speech at the small Christian University in Bradley County.
Pray for America.
Hundreds packed Pangle Hall Saturday. Reactions were mostly positive.
We're excited to be here. I think Pence is a stand-up guy. Yeah, I like Pence. I like the fact he doesn't shy away from religion.
Mostly positive.
I mean, America First is not in the Bible. Jesus wasn't an American, so.
Those were the voices of Dr. Sean Jones, a Trump supporter, and Allison Fadel, a Lee University student. Nonprofit organization America First Policies put on the event, billed as promoting and educating people about Trump's tax cuts. Before Pence took the stage, politicians such as U.S. Representatives Chuck Fleischmann and Scott Desjarlais did engage in a detailed discussion of record low unemployment and new tax cuts benefiting Tennessee businesses. When Pence stepped up to the podium, however, it sounded more like a Republican midterm rally, bringing up old campaign promises.
And we've already started to build that wall.
Pence stumped for a Tennessee congressional representative running for Senate.
Marsha Blackburn has been a strong partner with President Trump and our entire administration.
And another one running for governor.
Join me in thanking Congresswoman Dianne Black for her great leadership.
About 5,000 students attend Lee University, which is affiliated with the Church of God. Outside the building where Pence spoke, a small crowd of those young evangelicals protested.
Immigrants are welcome here.
Student Allison Fadel held up a sign with a Bible verse.
It's a verse from Romans. It says, "Now we who are strong have an obligation to bear the weakness of those without strength."
And why are you holding it?
I'm holding it because I believe that Mike Pence and his administration is not taking care of the weak in the way that Jesus would have wanted us to. I'm a Christian. I'm not necessarily Republican or Democrat. I agree with some sides of both of the debate.
A major donor to Lee University expressed a different concern about the event. Alan Jones made millions founding Cleveland-based Check Into Cash and is a major area employer. After the event, Jones had some praise.
It's an exciting event.
It took place in Pangle Hall, named after Jones's wife.
This is Janie Pangle Jones, and this facility was named after her.
A proud day for the couple, except...
I wish they had localized it more. You know, they didn't mention one local business.
When touting the positive effects of Trump's tax cuts, Vice President Mike Pence did mention Tennessee businesses like Unum and McKee giving bonuses, but not Cleveland-based Hardwick Clothes.
It's America's oldest tailor-made clothing company.
Jones is the owner of Hardwick. He also owns farmland and says he's bought $200,000 worth of new equipment because of the tax cuts. In response to some of the criticism about Lee University hosting a political event, university officials have said Blackburn's Democratic rival, former Tennessee Governor Phil Bredesen, is also welcome to have a campus event. For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.